Hi, I'm Catherine of Catherine Wilking Feng Shui Designs, and today we have a question for Ask Catherine. Catherine, I'm a Christian. You've mentioned Buddhism with Feng Shui more than a few times. Would there be a problem with Christians using Feng Shui in their homes? And what should I look out for? Kim. Well, hi, Kim. That's a great question. And Feng Shui is more of a lifestyle than a religion. Buddhism itself is rather ethical. It supports compassion for others, like people, animals, and all living things, and reinforces kindness and doing what's right. So these are qualities that everyone on the planet should practice. And here's a note from one of my Feng Shui books, has a description here for you. Through progress and modernization over thousands of years, the aim of Feng Shui has always remained the same. The pursuit of a more comfortable and harmonious place to live and work. I think that's a great description of Feng Shui. So therefore, having your life balanced and in control is universal. So Feng Shui can be of the art of manipulating energy, if you really need to say it that way. In Feng Shui, we cultivate good qi energy to meet our requests. Things like, you know, which colors support my goals and which colors make me feel good and where's the best place to arrange my bed or even how can I save more money. So I'll give you a couple of key areas to pay attention to so you can have a look at your own space. First of all, the front door. So make sure it opens fully and the walk is swept and clear of debris and overgrown bushes, because now you require good qi energy to enter your space. And next, I'd have a look at the kitchen. The kitchen provides food and nourishment to the people who live in the house, so it needs to be kept clean and organized. Another space is your master bedroom. The people in charge of the home need a restful space set up in order to recharge. And so since they're in charge of the home, they are required to make sound decisions each day for the benefit of the whole house. And lastly, you might want to have a look at the space or the place where you work or you pay bills. And again, a need to be organized, clean, and you'll still need to be well-rested and well-nourished, able to make sound decisions for the family. But once you've determined where this space is to sit and work and eat in like a command position, and organize your space to maximum productivity, you should have less anxiety in your life regardless of your religious beliefs. A lifestyle of logic and practicality is certainly acceptable in most cultures. If you have a question for me, please send me a note. I'd love to hear what's going on in your life and what concerns you have. And there's more details on my website, www.catherinewilking.com. And you can email direct me right through there, Catherine@CatherineWilking.com. I can help you get your space working for you. All the best for you to have a Feng Shui day.